This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I definitely listened to 6-7 Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, you'd always have it on.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, you know. I think it's a cool thing, you know, in the last couple of years. You know, we've talked about it a lot with Boach. You know, he talks a lot about it and that the challenge system would be great. And the cool thing is for us, you know, we've had a lot of – we have a young group, and a lot of these guys have used it in the past. So I think it'll be a seamless thing in camp. But really looking forward to see how it all plays out.
That is the voice. Come on, guess out there, people. That is White Sox manager Will Venable talking about the automated balls and strike system. ABS for short, not IBS. That's a completely different thing. I'm not a fan of IBS for everybody in baseball. I don't think that's something.
It's what last year's team gave us all, so don't confuse the two.
Pick one person in baseball that you'd like to have IBS.
Oh, boy.
312.
Not a player. Not a player. Someone in the media.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
you want to go first, Shane?
Be honest about it.
Somebody in baseball media. I don't know. John Heyman sounds like he already has it. You know what I mean? I don't want him to have it. I just, I'm afraid that he might.
Friend of the show.
I know.
Herb used to do it.
I know. I felt bad.
You guys believe it.
Somebody in baseball media.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's too. I don't want to.
You can skip it now. Don't worry about it. We went on.
Can't believe it.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say adios to that entire concept and segment.
Okay? Heyman, just
gonna say adios to the entire.
Oh
thing.
No! You gotta answer the question.
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. Oh, it was Heyman.
I did.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
I answered.
I
the question.
I can't believe it.
Tom Turner.
Can't even believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe I see you.
Yeah. That's right. He's such there. So here's what's happening. The 8 teams that play in Florida are all going to use the automated balls and strike system starting tomorrow. And the 5 dual team stadiums in Arizona, which includes obviously the White Sox and the Dodgers at Camelback Ranch, are all going to use that system in spring. And the managers or the catchers or the batters will get 2 challenges during the course of a game. Challenge the balls and strike system. And if they win the challenge, then they get to keep them. So those 2 challenges will roll on. I've talked to people who've used it in the minor leagues and are big, big fans of it. But what's interesting about it is that it's going to cause an issue if they end up getting this right and using it in Major League Baseball. And Evan Dreilich wrote about it today in The Athletic. One of the big problems with the ABS system is that it doesn't match the K zone that's on your television. Because the K zone that's on your television, that box, that imaginary box, that is just 2-dimensional as you're looking from behind the pitcher's mound, and then sometimes is 3-dimensional depending on the network and if they show it to you from the side or if they use the fancy thing on marquee and show you, you know, the visualization of
beautiful
it.
Beautiful spread, yes.
Every network has its own one. Every network has its own
sure.
K zone.
Sure.
So it's not proprietary as it belongs to the league, and it doesn't necessarily match what the technology is going to be. So Morgan Sword, who is MLB's executive vice president for baseball operations, is talking about all of this and said that the strike zone box that we display on broadcasts and our app, so this includes MLB.com and the MLB at Bat app, it is inconsistent the way we currently do it. So you're going to have to lose that. You take a lot of the drama and excitement out of it if the fan can see up front that the pitch was a strike. It sort of obviates the need for the challenge. So are you okay, Mark Grody, and you, the baseball viewer, the listener right now on the score, if you get the automated balls and strikes system so you know they're going to get it right and players and managers can challenge twice a game? But what it means is that you as a viewer lose the K-zone. You lose that box on your television. Are you okay with that exchange?
I think I'm going to be okay with it because I think I'm going to trust that they are going to get the strike zone right once they do make this real and balls and strikes are automated, because they have to get it right. Whatever their formula is for getting it right, I guess it's a leap of faith that I'm going to trust that they're going to... No, I don't need that. Why would you need it? I guess maybe you'd have to trust it that it's right.
It has become this crutch. Yeah. It has become this crutch that's used in every broadcast every pitch.
I love it. I get mad when it's not up there. Like,
but it's not always right.
I understand, but it is. I'd like to still think it's a pretty good guideline. Like if it's not all uniform or not all right, is it really that far off? Is it obnoxiously bad or obnoxiously different from K-zone to K-zone? I doubt it.
I bet
they're pretty close.
I would argue that Baseball Life, without the K-zone on your television, would actually become more enjoyable. Because if you were to really be able to trust that they were getting it right with the opportunity to challenge, and you were able to know that, actually, no, I think they got it right. And even if they didn't, you have to deal with the fact that they are humans and humans doing it and get annoyed. I mean, that was a ball. That was a strike. I can't tell. Well, it's time for the next pitch. I think it actually would end up being a more enjoyable experience if you had what you talked about, Mark, an increased trust in the fact that they're getting it right, as mitigated by this visual that is inaccurate some of the time.
Yeah, I do wonder, when did K-Zone get added in earnest? Probably a decade ago. Would that be fair? Where K-Zone, I mean, somewhere in there. Maybe it was a little longer ago. But let's just say that it's been 10 to 12 years that K-Zone has been everywhere. It is in earnest. I think you and I, Spiegel, have an advantage because we've spent most of our baseball lives without K-Zone. And
right.
did not have... And I'm one who loves almost all of the changes in baseball in terms of tidying up the game and making it better and making it faster and all of that. But I do wonder if, because I watch most of the baseball in my life without that K-zone, that I think I'll be okay with it. Maybe some younger, you know, baseball watchers or listeners.
Who've grown up with it the whole time.
With it. It might be a huge omission. It might be something like, I can't watch this.
And remember, like, a lot of times, a lot of us, you know, will watch games on the app. Just watch, like, a game center, pitch by pitch.
Yeah.
Very often, I'll end up just kind of watching, like, I can't believe that call. He got a strike. But look right there on the app. There it is. They're talking about removing the K-Zone even from the app itself.
Well, one thing I do like about K-Zone. I do like it. That they put, and not that the announcer usually will tell what the pitch was, but they always put the type of pitch it was too. So for those times when the announcer is not giving the pitch, which I think they should do, by the way, on every pitch, slider, fastball, curveball, you know what I mean? Like, especially listening on radio, you always want to know what the pitch is. So I do like that dynamic.
There is another issue here that to me is fascinating. And you can text in, by the way, at 312-644-6767 about whether your baseball viewing life would be better without the K-zone or, you know, without the K-zone, but with the ABS system, if you're willing to exchange one for the other. The other issue is cheating, because if you have a K-zone that is a replication of the automated balls and strike legit K-zone, then you could scream or bang on a garbage can or do whatever to alert the pitcher, catcher, or batter that they should challenge the pitch.
Man, I really wish we got Bregman. I mean... Man, that really could have helped us. Nobody mentioned that during this whole thing, what Bregman could have done for the Cubs in terms of, you know, you're probably going to get a
because
fastball here.
On a challenge of any other kind, right? On a challenge of any other kind, like out and safe or whatever, you can have a person on your staff. You can have a person on your staff that's watching the replay and says, you know, you need to challenge that. Manager goes over, picks up the phone, says, should I challenge that or not? Yeah. You're watching it. Should I do that or not?
Right.
You can't do that for this. You can't do that for balls and strikes.
It does take it away.
If it's actually correlated with the K zone, you can't do that.
Yeah. No, you're right. And I like it. I like it. So it's 8 teams in spring training that are going to be trying this year, the K zone. I think that's awesome, man.
Eight sites. All the eight sites.
Gotcha.
So eight sites in Florida, and then the 5 dual team stadiums in Arizona. So 13 different stadiums, upwards of 26 different teams during the course of these games.
The future is here.
It is.
You know,
baby.
What I mean? Like, seriously, we've been talking about this again for a decade, and it never felt like it was going to be real. It's here.
Texter's getting in on this. Judging balls and strikes on my own without the K zone is more fun. See, that's what I think. Even if you don't have that experientially as a younger baseball fan, I think you'll actually get behind that. You'll embrace it, even if you're not sure that you would right now. Here's another. We got by forever without the K-Zone. That's true.
We were just talking about that. Uh-huh. Like we watch most of our baseball without a K-Zone.
Here's one. I tend to disagree. I like the K-Zone on the TV. Without it, it's almost like watching football without a first down line. Mm. I don't care if it's right when I watch the game.
That's a good one.
It's interesting.
But it's not the same because a football first down is not an every play occurrence like a pitch is. So I don't care about judging the location of where I think the pitch is against what the umpire is calling it. I just want to know, mathematically, is this a strike?
But
and you can judge it on your own, too, if you want.
It's interesting because what we're talking about is it is a judgment call based on if the batter is crouching a little bit more. Like, is the ABS going to adjust if Kyle Tucker decides to crouch a little bit more? The ABS has to adjust with it. And that's part of the technology delay that we're dealing with here.
Probably a sensor in the jersey, right? Sensor in the jersey, sensor on the knees of your pants?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Best croucher I ever saw? Pete Rose. Best croucher.
I go Ricky Henderson.
Oh, that's myself. That.
The late Ricky Henderson. Moment of silence for Ricky Henderson.
That was Eddie Liddell. Yeah. Best crotch I ever saw. 3'6".
Any Goodell?
Let me tell you about Rusty Stout.
Oh, it's Goodell?
That's a crotch.
It's Goodell.
Yeah,
Liddell's
I think I've made that mistake before on this show.
Yeah. There's a Liddell who was...
UFC fighter.
Yeah, UFC fighter.
That's Chuck Liddell.
Chucky Liddell.
That's Chuck Lavelle.
Chucky.
Isn't it?
No, Liddell.
No, it's not Lavelle.
Okay. Lavelle
is that Lavelle Edwards?
Lavelle Barr.
Lavelle
Edwards. Sings that Someone Like You song.
And the former, Lavelle Bell, the former coach at BYU, Lavelle Edwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Or LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball.
Ball.
Rest in peace to his right foot, by the way.
Yeah, what the hell?
Shout out LeVar.
Is
that a true story that was making the rounds today?
Yeah, I broke it. He called me and told me first.
He got his foot amputated?
Yeah.
That's a horrible
it's
thing.
Really,
shark attack.
That's not what happened, is it?
Yeah.
A shark yes. bit his foot?
He had a shark attack this morning.
No.
Yes.
Get the hell out of here.
Yep.
Shane, did you see this on YouTube? Where did you see this?
No, I saw it on Hootsuite.
I saw it on Fark.com.
Blue Sky, wherever the losers are.
Oh, boy. Oh, there it is.
Find me on Blue Sky.
I have to wait an extra 2 minutes while Dan Bernstein closes Threads and Blue Sky in this office.
That's right.
Have you noticed the transition turnover is getting longer and longer?
Well,
and Leon's getting larger.
Dan's been in different studios, though, for every transition we've done this week.
Yeah.
He was in the producer studio. Uh-huh. He was in some unnamed studio.
Yeah.
That's what he needs. Bernstein needs to be in other studios.
I agree. Any studio.
It's good discipline for him. He needs that.
I think any studio that's not this one is a good one for him. That's always been my feeling.
He needs to be elsewhere.
Let's talk to Rami Makhlouf, who is coming up next after us on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.